roofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Jeez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
It's November 14th, the greatest day ever. On the 14th of November, 1969, Apollo 12, the second manned mission to the surface of the moon, is launched. The Apollo 12 mission doesn't get the notoriety it deserves, as it was sandwiched between the mission starring Ryan Gosling and the one starring Tom Hanks. Have a great November 14th, the greatest day ever.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Hello, friends. It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The remains of 6 more people have been found in Northern California, making it 48 now killed in the wildfire there. For survivors and firefighters,
the air quality will be poor as the light winds allow the smoke to settle every single morning. It'll be worse in the morning, and with a little bit of mixing, we'll have some better air quality by the afternoon.
National Weather Service meteorologist Aviva Braun. Machine malfunctions have held up a statewide ballot recount in Palm Beach County, Florida.
Democratic Senator Bill Nelson filed a new federal lawsuit wanting the Thursday 3 p.m. deadline moved until the recount is done, period. Republican Governor Rick Scott leads Nelson by just 12,000 votes. Scott's not waiting, flying to Washington, acting as senator-elect for photos in Senate meetings this week.
Fox's Phil Keating in Lauderhill, Florida. This is Fox News.
The big wedding day will soon be here, and everyone is all excited.
Yay, fun.
How do you feel, Greg Budell?
I feel happy. I feel happy.
And Jay Scott. Do you have any advice for fiancé? Perhaps something he should never say to Emily if they get into a disagreement.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberry.
And Emily Hayes, how are you holding up?
I've gone flipping mental. I've lost it.
Well, hang in there. I also understand you've moved your wedding gift registry to the internet. What's the address?
I like bourbon. Dad, yeah.
And Bailey the Wonder Dog. Do you have any advice for Emily's pre-wedding nerves?
Damn, girl! You need to chill out!
And Rich Thomas, what advice do you have for fiancé and Emily as their wedding day draws near?
The electric fence.
That's good advice. Any more advice out there?
Don't stick your tongue on a pool. You'll get stuck.
That is so true.
Correctamundo!
Now, my advice to you is stand by for 3 men and a lady.
Run away! Run away! Run away!
Let's see, what does Emily need for her wedding?
She was frigid in my bedroom.
How about a nice space heater?
Yay, fun!
All right. Jay Scott's here.
Jay Scott.
Emily is... Rich Thomas.
Oh, my God.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialist.
Did he just call Alec a space heater?
No, that's not what I said. I was just having fun with a drop, and now everybody's got their nose out of joint.
The radar looks depressing. It really does.
It's a kind of sad face.
Drippy sky. Yeah.
Sad
yeah.
face emoji.
Sad face emoji.
Where's the emoji? Where's the drippy emoji?
Which brings up the radar and it's just a sad face emoji with a single tear.
Oh, it's just the crap picture.
Is that the emoji?
Yeah. It's just pile of crap day.
More of what he just said. Periods of rain today, a cold rain. A sucky day with a high around 49,
North winds 6 to 13 miles per hour, adding insult to injury. Tonight, more rain, but tapering off in the wee hours of the morning. Overnight low temperature 35.
Hi, cold weather.
Tomorrow, cloudy, cold with a high around 45. I think we may actually see a few breaks of sun by Thursday afternoon. It'll be great to see the sun. It is our closest star. Thursday night. Mostly clear, cold, widespread frost after midnight. Overnight low 31 by dawn on Friday morning. Nice Friday. Lots of sunshine, high around 57. Saturday and Sunday, a chilly morning, but sunshine and beautiful. Highs in the middle 60s, maybe even the upper 60s by the time Sunday gets here.
So I asked Alexa this morning before because I was wondering what the temperature was outside.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, what's the weather today? And it popped up with a freeze warning.
There is a freeze warning west of here. Not
well, this was for Prattville.
Yeah, well, Friday morning. That's what they're talking about. Thursday night, Friday morning.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so Alexa, there you go. Lies.
Northeast winds at 6 miles per hour now. Cloudy skies, light rain falling. It's currently, well, here's the current temperature. It's 46 now at 7:07.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Plumbing by Luke Wire has been second to none in the River Region for over two decades. Now, when you hear the name Luke Wire, you may think, aren't they in the AC and heating business? Well, yeah, they've been doing that for since 1976. You know, our friend Conrad Misseldine started working there in 1976. And then just a few years ago, several years ago now, he bought the company. So he was not only an employee, he bought the company. And now it's not just plumbing and heating. It's you know, they're your full service place to go to for AC heating and plumbing. But Plumbing by Luke Wire is great because they're ready to help you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And that's why people keep relying on them over and over again. Great peace of mind to get the whole house plumbing inspection like I did, knowing that there's no major problems lurking behind something that are ready to become big problems. You know, when you may leave and maybe go out of town. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Luke Wire, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Let them take care of you like they take care of me, and they're very prompt and professional. Alabama certification number is 84417.
You, speaking with Alexa, reminded me of something else that's new today, and we'll have it right after we take a look. How the roads are doing.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Word of an accident on 65 southbound, mile marker 173. That is North Boulevard. Checking the cameras, it is really backed up. It's backed up as far as you can see on the cameras on 65 southbound. So if you're coming in from Prattville, be real careful. You're going to run into some delays there as you come down 65 south. Everything else looking real good so far. 85 is good. All around the perimeter is good. Don't see anything on the 31 so far that's going to give you too much trouble. The Vance Law Firm has been voted best law firm in Montgomery for the fifth year in a row. Thank you, Central Alabama. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than that of other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Later this hour, Barney, the voice, well, I call him in the afternoon the voice of generation.
Joey.
But for kids, he's still teaching them the ways of the world, the importance of sleep.
Sleep is a good thing.
Very important.
I like sleep.
Very important.
That'll be later this hour. In the meantime, did you hear the story that an Amazon Echo may have
recorded a murder?
Right. Yeah. I saw where the judge subpoenaed Amazon to turn over the recordings.
Whenever I hear these stories, I'm so worried that they have everything.
I know.
Everything I say.
Yeah.
Everything.
And I don't know that we would want the world to know what you were saying while you were watching the game the other night.
Even Alexa said she was offended.
My goodness. Check this out.
Amazon Alexa is listening to everything you do in your house. And now, if you want to commit a crime, you don't have to shut Alexa off anymore.
Alexa, I'm going to strangle my husband.
Introducing Amazon Accomplice.
Would you like to order rope?
Yes, please.
Other people who ordered rope also ordered shovels and bags of lime.
I don't need those. Just some bleach, a hatchet, and trash bags.
You asked me to remind you trash day is Tuesday.
And Mama's taking out the garbage.
With Amazon Accomplice, you can commit any crime.
Alexa, what's the correct ratio of lithium to pseudoephedrine in my meth recipe?
1-to-1 ratio should do the trick.
You're a great cook, Alexa.
I am the one who knocks.
Amazon Accomplice.
Jeez.
But I totally agree with you. This is why I don't want one of those things in the house. There's enough ways they can track you as it is. Besides being on this giant powerhouse radio station every morning. Everyone knows what I'm thinking. 7:12 is the time, so given that, I think we should play Echo Silver, one of our favorite bits coming up, just before Random Facts.
Is it going to help you with your convoluted intro?
That's the reason
exactly.
I'm playing it.
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll find out how Satchel Paige did last night.
Yeah. How many old Satchel get last night?
Baseball Paige. Season's over. Say what now?
I don't know about that.
It is 7:13 for the best possible football party. If you're thinking ahead and you're hosting a gang for the Iron Bowl, why not go to baumhauers.com and look up their catering menu and just take all that stress off yourself and let them prepare. Man, they do some awesome party trays. I've used them numerous times for sandwiches, wings, you name it, they can put it together. A giant plate of gooey fries.
What are you doing for the Citadel this weekend?
I don't know. What about you and Liberty? You guys are playing an insurance company this weekend?
Yeah. Oh, my.
Phone. Almost said
microphone.
Amazon. Baumhauers.com. Has a great catering menu. Make it easy on yourself. I think the price for the amount of food you get is sensational, and your guests will appreciate that you got the best for them. And in fact, for the Iron Bowl, get two types of wings: Screaming Eagles for the War Eagle crowd, and the Yellowhammer for the Bama crowd. And I think that's the one thing you'll see both sides come together and enjoy. Baumhauers.com for more information. Hope to see you at Baumhauers tonight after happy hour. Randall.
Good morning. Hey, is that Uncle Weather and Jay, can you not ask Alexa to play Uncle Weather's forecast from the morning? I mean, when he puts it on YouTube, will it not play his forecast?
I don't think Alexa knows that skill, but you can tell her to play this radio station. She will play. You could say Alexa playing Newstalk 93.1, and instantly we're there.
Yep.
Well, I don't know. You got to get it where you can say, because Jay, you hurt my man's feelings this morning talking about you asked her about the weather. And then you're going to argue with him about it being freezing. But anyway, hey, Greg, yeah. I do got one thing. I heard an interview by Tommy Lasorda over Saturday on this radio station. And it was, if you could ever pull a string, that is one person. He controlled the interview, but that is the best interviewee I have ever heard in my entire life.
Tommy's on you, man. Nobody like him. He's a national treasure.
That was the most, if anybody heard that said, I don't know what show was on, but he was on there on this station at 93.1, and it was fabulous. Anyway, I wish you could get him on, bro. That would be, man, with your knowledge of baseball and what he was saying,
I'll ask Joey about it. Randall, we got to appreciate the call, man. We got local news at 7:15. Have your note taking device or your echo handy so you can pay close attention to Random Facts and win our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz following.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police need your help finding a murder suspect. Police are searching for Christopher Dotson. He's wanted in the murder of Adam Jordan last Friday. If you know where he is, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Wetumpka police held a town hall meeting last night to hear questions and concerns from the community. The department is working to get new dash cameras and improve its deployment of body cameras on officers. They're also looking at publishing crime stats on the city's website. And the Montgomery Public School Board held its first meeting since the election. Last night's meeting was the final meeting for members Melissa Snowden, Larry Lee, Eleanor Dawkins, and Robert Porterfield. New board members will be sworn in December 4th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer, are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Jack Ingram Motors and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. Sponsored by Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer in Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again. Oh, yes, sir.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
In what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing, jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
And now it's time for...
I don't know about that.
And random.
Did you know no one has ever summited the K2 during winter?
What is the K2?
What do you mean?
It's a mountain.
I okay, thought it was Rich's well, latest TV set. I can get set. That from the context clues.
Yeah. What's a mountain?
Where is it?
Let me open up the thing so I can tell her where it is.
For those of you who missed my joke.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Send me a stamp self-addressed envelope and I'll mail it back to you.
Stamps are expensive.
K2.
Alexa, where's K2?
You know what? I'll just Google it. Go on. Go on.
Please do.
Siri, where is the Mountain Peak?
It's right near where Olympus rises above the Serengeti.
Don't bring Toto into this.
Oh, my God. I can't do anything right today.
There it is. It's near Nepal. It's near the border of Nepal, and it's where Nepal meets, like, Mongolia.
Thank you, Rich.
No problem. Thank you, Siri.
No one has ever summited K2 in winter. K2, by the way, is in Nepal, by there around where meets Mongolia.
Yeah.
It's made it one of the greatest mountaineering firsts that is still up for grabs. Almost everything else, people have somebody done that? Yep, they've already done it. But nobody has done this in winter, and it's one of the last ones available that nobody's done.
Oh, jeez.
Get your gear and get going. Did you know that the 3 days that without civilian aircraft above the U.S. following 9/11, it provided a lot of useful data to climatologists about how climate is altered by high-altitude exhaust of planes, or at least that many that are in the sky at one time?
What did they find out? What was the main thing they found out?
Suggested that, let's see, from the article, in a 2005 paper, a physicist suggested that restricting airlines to 31,000 feet and 24,000 feet in winter could reduce the formation of contrails, though lower flying planes would be less fuel efficient. He argued that the increased fuel consumption would be more than made up by for less contrail-linked clouds as a cause of global warming.
I don't know about that.
A lot of science.
It's a ton of science.
Science.
Did you know that Iron Man was created by Stan Lee as a challenge? He was challenged to create a hero that no one should like and somehow force people to like him.
Ah.
So he came up with Tony Stark, who was a massively wealthy billionaire, but also an alcoholic. And
even in real life.
You say even in real life because it was Robert Downey Jr.
Because
it was
Robert Downey Jr.
Oh,
right?
He's so great.
Did you know virtually every country has named syphilis after its enemies? The French call it the Neapolitan disease. The English and Italians call it the French disease. Russians call it the Polish disease. Tahitians call it the British disease, and the Japanese call it the Chinese pox. They all call it after people they hate.
Al Capone had it.
Never heard that one before.
Yeah.
Did you know that after dropping out, it took director Steven Spielberg 33 years to earn a bachelor's degree from California State Long Beach? In 2002, he submitted Schindler's List to satisfy his most important film school requirement and received his degree. His bachelor's degree. Did you know
he turned that movie into?
Yeah,
that was his
pretty good final.
Project.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Pretty good final. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that the closest relative to elephants is the manatee?
Oh, manatee, little sea cow.
You know what's really, fact.
You know what's really cool? If you're at a marina that's fairly close to the ocean. If you take a hose, a garden hose, and run regular water
into the ocean,
they'll come up.
Yeah.
They are the most docile. They're one of my favorite animals.
Yeah. They're great.
Yeah, manatee. They really are.
That's how we go through life. We just float.
You want to become a, you talk about social leper, you want to become a pariah in Florida, get caught speeding in your boat in an area where those things are, people really will take you.
When my dad lived in Florida, he had the Save the Manatee license plate.
When you see many manatees, you'll see scratches on their back that came from propellers.
Propellers, yeah.
Did you know Picasso would carry a revolver loaded with blanks around with him?
Yeah.
He would fire it at people who would inquire about the meanings of his paintings or his theory of aesthetics or just for those he simply found to be dull. How that doesn't...
Go on, get.
Man.
Shoes gun.
I do that in public when...
Is it going to snow this year? Bang. That sounds like something you probably get asked.
So don't ask.
Yeah, it sounds like something you probably get asked a ton.
Oh,
right?
My gosh, yeah.
What's he say before you shoot him?
You're not just any idiot.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to shoot you.
Did you know that women are more likely to die a week after their birthdays than any other week during the year? Men are more likely to die weeks before their birthdays than any other time of the year.
Wait a minute. Why is that?
What in the flippin' flip kind of fact is that?
I don't know.
It's depressing. Why is it, Jay?
Well, like, they can't all be happy facts.
Yes, they can.
No.
Yes, they can. You have the power, Jay.
Oh, more sea cow stuff. More sea cow.
Why would you just make it worse for yourself?
They studied 2.7 million deaths due to natural causes, and that's what they concluded, that birthdays as well as significant holidays can affect when a person dies.
Natural causes is awful, and we need to do something about it. You know?
Well, maybe because
where can we give?
Just want to make it through their next birthday.
It is the highest killer.
Where can we find a charity that supports natural causes?
Finding a cure to natural causes.
Did you know drywall is called that because before it, walls were made with plaster layers that were wet, and they took time to dry between the layers. Mm-hmm. Well, drywall came into the market as a faster and cleaner alternative to the wet wall process of plaster layers.
I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Mm.
I realize how ignorant I am when I listen to this.
Same.
Making you realize how stupid.
Great promo
you are.
For random facts.
Yes.
You really want to feel great about yourself, Random Facts Giving is next Thursday.
Such a
God, that's going to be so much fun.
Nothing but random facts all day. Although you've all heard them all, most of them probably.
I'm back.
You know.
I'm going to do it.
Feel smart again.
Hey.
I knew that. Hey. Did you know that in 2011, a rodent that was believed to be extinct for 113 years just casually showed up on the front porch of a place in Colombia and started letting researchers photograph it for about 2 hours. And then it disappeared and has never been seen again.
Columbia, weird. Or like Columbia, South Carolina?
Rodent.
I guess Columbia.
The country.
We're going to say Columbia. It showed up, Columbia, not South Carolina.
That's important, you know.
It was the El Dorado Nature Reserve. It was established by Fundación Pro Aviz. I don't know. So, yeah, the other Columbia. And finally, did you know Arctic foxes change the color of their fur with the seasons? In winter, they are white to blend in with the snow, and then in the summer, they change to brown.
Okay.
So they're like a chameleon.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Those are all your random facts.
Thank you, Girl George, for the
Girl George.
Little serenade over there, isn't she cute?
Little Arctic foxy.
All right, now.
We have no good suggestions for
we
you.
We hope you were paying close attention because coming up, we have a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz. But before we do that,
here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about my good friend, Dr. Jeff Pasley. He will real talk with you because, if you've been listening to the show ever, you know, I've been dealing with pains in my neck and not just the people I work
with. Well, I was going to say.
But there's these little exercises I'm supposed to do for my neck, and I haven't been doing them with the frequency that I'm supposed to do them. And so Dr. Jeff Pasley was like, hey, if you think you need to, like, actually go somewhere and go through physical therapy because you can't do it at home on your own, that's cool. I'll send you there. I'll tell you what, I got me accountability buddy and fiance to make sure that I do it. But just those little exercises really helps with the pain and stiffness that I experience in my neck. Now, if you're living with pain, you don't have to. If you have an old injury that flares up because the weather's changed and you want to find some relief that doesn't involve having to take pills every day, call Dr. Jeff Pasley and the whole gang at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Deborah, Kayla, they're all fantastic. The number there is 285-8483. They're located on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Very convenient from the interstate there. It's just a couple of miles. And don't live a life of pain. get well, and, you know, improve your daily life with Milbert Family Chiropractic.
Thank you, Emily. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz with Quizmaster Jay Scott.
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out that two people carry a revolver around loaded with blanks. One of those was Rich Thomas. The other one, though, was an artist. What artist carried a revolver loaded with blanks around
him,
and would fire it at people inquiring about the meanings of his paintings?
And hint, it wasn't Vincent Van Gogh.
No! Oh, man, let me your ear.
272-9228 is the number, 272-9228. If you're listening on the Three Men and a Lady SAP channel, it's the Rico Tres Tres Cuatro Dos Siete Dos the Wave Dos Dos Ocho. Oops, looks like I forgot to do something. Hang on 1 second. While Jay is fielding your excited phone calls, let's see what's happening on our roadways at 7:32. Bus to Camp News and Views is halfway there.
Traffic is brought to you by Delkin Thomason, Men's Rights Attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delkin Thomason, making men matter.
Good morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Big old backup on 65 southbound this morning. It starts at North Boulevard and goes as far as the eye can see on the cameras back toward Prattville. So use a lot of caution through there. You might want to take an alternate route if you're up around Copsford Road, maybe Highway 143. You might want to skip around and take an alternate route this morning. Everything else looking pretty good. All around the boulevard looks good. Atlanta Highway and the 31s look decent. All specially marked jewelry is 25% off, and pearls are 35% off at Harold's Fine Jewelry during their moving sale. Harold's Fine Jewelry, Zelda Road. Don't miss this sale. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, Mr. Close But No Cigar was the first caller in. He has been number two on so many occasions.
I think you'll get this one.
Hard shell, you can win it.
Good morning.
Hey.
Are we talking about Pablo Picasso?
He wants to know if we're talking about Pablo Picasso. Yes, we were.
Pablo.
Yes, Pablo.
That's what we call him in Chicago.
Yay.
Pablo.
Pablo.
Yeah.
Oh, Pablo.
Or Picasso up there. Yeah. Painting his little pretty pictures and stuff. Oh, gosh.
So, congratulations, Hard Show.
You got it, man. You got it.
Thank you. And I've got one question for Rick.
Okay.
Did he throw this year?
Oh, you're a funny guy.
I'm going to shoot you in the face.
Yeah. I do get that a lot. You know, it's all people who care about it. And I think some of them are just when they see me and that just pops into their head. You know, they don't, you know, they want to know other things, but that just pops into their head. It might snow this year. It snowed twice last year. How about that?
Yeah. Hard shell. Hang on. Let's say good morning to everybody else that at least tried. Bill, we got a winner, but we thank you for calling, man.
Hey, congratulate
Harshell.
Way to go.
Yeah. Right. That's good sportsmanship, Bill. Thanks. Jerry, good morning. We got a winner,
but
we wanted to thank you for trying.
Yep, thanks.
You take care.
No problem.
And this would be Susan. Sorry.
Hi, Susan.
But we
hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. We hope you'll try again next time.
I will. This is the first time I was able to get a ringtone and not a busy signal.
So
y'all have a good day.
All right, you too.
Take
care.
Aww. And K-Roid.
Oh, I didn't know there was a contest going in. I was just calling to see if Rich knew if it was going to snow.
All right. Thank you, K-Roid. You gotta admit, in the words of the late Larry King,
that was funny.
Oh, he's not dead?
I just want to say that I've not asked Rich about the wedding day forecast. I haven't pushed him on that.
Oh, but you did tell us that somebody looked at a 90-day forecast and found out what the weather was going to be that day.
I didn't even tell you about my grandmother Joyce saying that she checked the farmer's almanac.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and that it's going to be icy.
You take that to the bank. Yeah.
I'm not. I told them. I said, Rich will let me know when he knows. I'm not worried about it. Everything's going to be fine.
I'd like to cash a copy of the Farmer's Almanac, please. Now, the snow was on the 17th of January, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And then December 8th and the 17th.
Would I be correct in saying that I've also, and this will be my upcoming, my 14th January here. Mm-hmm. We've had lots of Januaries with 70 degree weather too, right?
Oh, I mean that can happen, sure.
Yeah. I'm not asking for something like that.
We've had 80 plus in February. Yeah.
I just don't. My only hope is that regardless of what the temperature is, that traveling conditions are okay.
Yeah.
That people can get in safely and stuff in January.
And I don't want to ruin my beautiful new suit. I'm wearing the suit I wore to Goose's wedding.
Yes. Oh, fancy.
Here is Keith from Santuck.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, got a traffic report, Greg.
Oh, hold on. Let me get the sounder so everybody pays attention.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Well, we know there's a wreck on 65 South right before you get to Northern Boulevard, so I came the other way, the Alabama Toll Bridge way. And there's a train moving at the speed of a snail.
Oh, man.
That's as far as I can see, and we're all backed up for probably, I don't know, a mile long here.
Yeah. That is such a rarity in this part of the world to be stopped by a train. And we've talked about that before.
Yeah, I actually did a conundrum on that.
Yeah.
When was that, Jay? I think it was here 10 years.
And said, why were you delayed?
What's the first thing that's happened to me?
I've been here 10 years, and it happened to me for the first time. Yeah. And that was the winning answer.
From where we're from, that was a common experience.
Very much. Even Florida. Florida has Amtrak and the Florida Tri-Rail system that both run on the same tracks and the gates. But at least they don't stay down long. In Chicago, man, which is the freight capital of the world. If the gates came down, you could be there for 10-15 minutes.
Hey, so you're watching the end of the train coming, and then all of a sudden the damn train stops and backs up.
Yes! That used to happen too. One time though, my buddies and I had just played golf, and there were train tracks next to the golf course, so the gate goes down, we're like the first car in line, right. And then nothing comes. The lights ding in, the gate is down.
Phantom train.
So my buddy gets out of the car, goes up and looks. There's nothing. I mean, it's a straight track as far as the eye can see. So we lifted the gate up and let all the cars through. But guess what? We couldn't get it to stay up long enough for us to get through.
Oh.
So we had to drive through it.
Is there a law against it, I wonder?
Probably, but that's Chicago. There's laws against everything there except common sense.
Is that where? No, you...
Hey, thank you for the call.
You got your jaywalking ticket in California.
That was L.A., first day ever in L.A.
See, I listened.
That officer was such I mean, really. Hey, guess what we should do now?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Yesterday it rained all day, correct. But however, the rain was not as heavy as it was on Monday. Today, though, I think the intensity of the rain may be a little bit heavier because of some additional lifting in the atmosphere. So I think we're going to see more than just a few hundredths of an inch. In fact, some of the models are indicating, you know, up to, let's say, 8/10 of an inch in Montgomery. Then the farther east you go, you know, towards Tuskegee and Auburn, you pick up inch and a half of rain. Southeast Alabama, a little bit more than that. Periods of rain today, a cold rain, a raw day with a high temperature up to about 49. More rain tonight. And by the way, that north breeze at 6 to 12 miles per hour adds to the chill. The rain will start to taper off in the wee hours of the morning, I think, with the overnight low temperature 35. Tomorrow, cloudy, cold, high 45. But maybe a few sun breaks by afternoon. I think it's possible. I think Thursday night we're mostly clear. And widespread frost developing after midnight on Thursday night with a first freeze on Friday morning. Overnight low temperature 31 by about dawn. Then for the day Thursday, I should say Friday, lots of sun. Beautiful, 57. Even nicer, I think, Saturday and Sunday with highs well up in the 60s after a chilly start. Saturday and Sunday's high, like 65 Saturday, 67 on Sunday. And right now this morning, cloudy, light rain falling. Northeast winds at 6 miles per hour. Our temperature is
40. What are we at right now? We're at 40. Here, let me double check here. Temperature at the moment is 49 at 7:41.
Hey, since it's going to be super duper cold on Friday morning, mm-hmm. I think that would be a fantastic time for you to bring chili.
It's ready.
See?
It's ready. Awesome. Thank you, Emily.
Well, you know, and I am a genius.
Jay, it's very chunky tomato-y.
Mm, nice.
It's very beefy. Mm-hmm. It's very beany. Yeah, so... yeah, that's great. Yeah, would you like some shredded cheese and chopped onion with that?
I would like some shredded cheese, maybe some sour cream.
Sour cream, easy.
Onion's good, too.
How about crackers?
Yeah. I mean,
but I mean, not necessary.
No, I never think of that word, but... I was thinking about the guy that was working for in Gillum's office down in Florida, but that's okay. Let's talk about losing weight.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Infusion is a place that can help you do that. Now,
yep.
We have talked at great length, and Joey, let's see, tomorrow morning he'll be over at Infusion doing cryotherapy. Joey does yoga, and it really helps him with the aches and pains that come after a very intense yoga workout.
I'm going with IV today.
IV. All right. And that is a way to naturally boost your energy with vitamins that go straight into your system. You cannot depend on your digestive system to absorb the good vitamins that you ingest because they're not all going to make it in. That's just a fact. With IV vitamin therapy, it goes directly into the blood, and you walk out of there feeling better already. There is the laser setup for those with chronic pain. If you want to try it, man, it's so easy. You just sit there for about 10, 15 minutes while they guide a laser at the area where the pain is and drive massive amounts of blood into it to help accelerate healing. But the big story now is CryoSkin 3.0. This is a new technology, and we're in Montgomery. This is not available in a lot of other much larger cities yet, but it's available here thanks to Dr. Darren Woodling, and Ryan Turner is the guy to talk to about it. This is a system. It's very comfortable. There's no surgery, no liposuction, none of those invasive procedures where they have a technology now that destroys the fat cells under the skin, and they dissolve into your lymphatic system and you dispose of them. And you can lose up to an inch off your waistline in one treatment. Now, when you think about the cost of what a surgical, you know, like a lipo involves, it's thousands of dollars. This is much less expensive and very, very effective because it gets rid of those fat cells. And, of course, the older you get, the harder they are to get rid of. So a little help, why not? To find out more, call Infusion right now at 296-1662. And you know what? All of these services at Infusion are available in holiday packages. So if you know somebody that wants to try or use them.
That's a great gift. It really
man,
is.
Man, are you kidding? For somebody that's trying, you know, and just can't get rid of them. Talk to them. They've got some great deals. In fact, Black Friday, they are doing a very special sale there.
Oh, yeah?
At Infusion.
Very cool.
Right across from the emergency entrance to Baptist East Hospital. And again, the number is 296-1662. Ryan Turner, Lori, great staff. Talk to them and have yourself a thinner new year.
From the Fox Business Network, the parent company of Snapchat is being investigated by the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission. They want to know whether Snap Inc. made proper disclosures to investors before it went public in 2017. Boeing shares are losing ground before the markets open. Its new automated flight control system is being investigated by the federal government following last month's fatal Lion Air jet crash in Indonesia. Shares of Canada Goose Holdings are rallying before the Wall Street open after stronger than expected earnings. Canada Goose produces luxury coats and outerwear. Canada-based cannabis company Canopy Growth is continuing to lose money even though it was making more than a year ago. Its shares are skidding before the market open. The Dow dropped 100 yesterday. The Nasdaq closed flat. The S&P lost 4. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Thanksgiving, right around the corner, and this pilgrim is feeling pretty proud.
There you are, ma'am. Your porch swing is as good as new.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Oh, by the way, I need a new electrical outlet in my kitchen.
Say no more, ma'am. I am an electrical genius.
You are.
When the guy who just fixed your porch swing offers to do electrical work, you might be a little skeptical. Electricity can be dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring.
Actually, I was considering Crosby Electric. All of their technicians are highly trained.
Me too.
You?
Yep. Graduated from the School of Hard Shocks.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Oh, ma'am, you don't need a new outlet. Just plug all those appliances into this extension cord.
Isn't that dangerous?
Oh, come on, ma'am. Take a walk on the wild side.
No thanks.
Don't trust your home to just any electrical genius. Call the trained, experienced professionals at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at dealer invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
All November on The Big Bang Theory, big questions.
Will you marry me?
Big conflicts.
Why are you being such a jerk?
Because you hurt my feelings.
Big surprises.
I'm pregnant again.
What?
And a big wedding dress.
Wow, you look like a pile of swans.
For the big event many people thought would never happen.
Are we talking about the wedding?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was definitely one of those people.
All new season 11 episodes of The Big Bang Theory, all November long.
The Big Bang Theory, today at 5 on Fox 20.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about the importance of sleep. If you find it hard to sleep, you need to shut off those screens. So watch the stuff you eat. You can't sleep on processed meat, candy, sweets, fried food, cut back, or you'll end up an insomniac. And insomniac. insomnia will drive you nuts and can lead you to throwing yourself off a playscape. And being a chubby wubby doesn't help either. If you are fat, imagine that you'll never get a good night's sleep. Sheep that you're counting, they are not helping. You're still not sleeping and want to murder all those sheep. So basically, kids, you can't sleep because you're fat, use TVs and tablets, and eat crap all day. So, stop it! Barney loves you!
It's such an educational show at times. I'm so proud of it. Wow. 752.
What are we doing?
Oh, so that was the question. I was waiting.
What are we going to do now?
you know, you are... You know I love you.
I hope so.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I was talking, I will not say who I was talking to. But I was talking about you yesterday, and I said, that woman is the best bundle of joy I have ever had in a radio studio.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Was that at dinner last night?
No.
Okay.
Was that at dinner the night before? You're going on a lot of dinners lately.
Bailey, yeah, I am. Doesn't having, like you, baby.
I'm having a lot of dinners. No, I didn't have dinner with Bailey. Not last night.
Not last night.
He doesn't know, but sometimes I'll sneak up and go beside the fence and then hand Bailey, you know, our leftover steak.
I hear the door opening from time to time when I'm sleeping.
Actually sounds kind of
creepy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Guess what we can play today,
what?
Boys and girls.
Truth or baloney?
Well, I almost set you up with what is it, but what's the subject?
The subject is unofficial royalty.
Oh, that's me.
Unofficial royalty.
Unofficial royalty. Now, this is inspired by Bonnie Prince Charles celebrating his
70th
birthday.
Wow.
In fact, we have a song for the occasion.
Why have I spent my life as just a prince?
Promoting you was never on my bucket list.
But now I finally get my regal wish. I just can't wait to be king.
And you will someday, potentially.
Oh, I just can't wait.
Stop it.
To be king.
Over my dead body, you will.
You know, I used to have a, because he did the weather once.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah.
Wet, windy, and cold.
He actually did do it, right?
Yes, yes.
On the BBC.
See, everybody wants to be you, even Prince Charles, who has an entire kingdom at his beck and call. Hang on one second. I want to see if I can find that, because it is kind of a... No, I must have recorded over it.
Okay.
But the unofficial royalty involves names like LeBron James or Prince or Aretha Franklin. So it's kind of a fun category, and if you would like to play and win, don't call now, because we're not going to have time to do this before the top of the hour.
Oh, Dad.
But you can go ahead and save the number in your phone, which is 272-9228.
Right. I'm sorry, son. We'll get to Stuckey's, though.
Stuckey's.
Stuckey's.
Gosh, you remember that?
Actually, I remember Stuckey's because on our driving trips, and this, God, I hate this, just so dates me. But when we would like drive to my grandmother's house in north central Minnesota, which is a wonderful area, the interstate hadn't quite been completed through Wisconsin. So I remember if we were on one of the older, original American highway system roads, there was always Stuckey's here and there, but Dad wouldn't take us to Stuckey's.
Can I ask you? I don't know about it.
He took us to Golly Burgers.
What is a Stuckey's? So Stuckey's is
Stuckey's is like
Denny's?
Well, sort of, but it would be along a U.S. highway. Sometimes a turnpike. Did you guys have turnpikes?
Dairy.
We had the...
Did you have what rest stops on turnpikes?
Yes, we had the Illinois Turnpike, which you had to take to go from the south side of Chicago to the north to get to O'Hare Airport.
Right.
And my dad used to get so mad, I got to pay a quarter every time we hit one of these things. Now it's like $1.75.
That's right. So on these turnpikes, like the Ohio Turnpike, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, the New York Thruway, there would be actual rest stops that were not off the interstate at all. They were part of the interstate, but they would have restaurants and then gas stations and a Stuckey's.
So, okay, so is Stuckey's the name of a place that would be a rest stop with a restaurant, or was it the name of the restaurant?
Restaurant.
Because there's a couple of them that just have a Dairy Queen.
It's sort of like the ancestor to Cracker Barrel.
Yes, okay. That's a good point.
All right.
Yeah. But for some reason, even though I've known that name my whole life, I've never been to one.
There was one on Highway 31 going from Vinemont to Hartselle in North Alabama.
That's a very heavy travel corridor.
Well, you know, Lacon Mountain and all that. And there's one down yonder way.
Yeah?
Yes.
Where? In the...
South of here.
Nymph?
No, it was not all the way down to Nymph.
Like, Owatha?
No.
There are no toll roads like that around here.
No.
There's no turpikes. That's a good thing about the South. Good thing about the South.
Just got dinged.
No. Well, there is in Florida.
It's from our friend Morris Capuano. He says, what's an actual turnpike?
A turnpike is
I don't know the origins of the word, but I can say with certainty that...
It's like the Ohio Turnpike is I-80, but... It's also a turnpike.
That's the part I have a problem with, because if it's part of the original interstate highway system, it should be free.
Yep.
It was paid for with tax dollars. It should not have to be.
What was the first turnpike?
Ooh, Pennsylvania.
You got it.
A turnpike.
How do you like that? Did I surprise you just now?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Yes.
A turnpike is an expressway, especially one on which a toll is charged.
Right. Yep.
Hang on.
The historical definition is a spiked barrier fixed in or across a road or passage as a defense against a sudden attack.
It took a term like turnpike to get people calling about a topic. Tommy B.
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good. How are you, man? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, first letter of your
name. That's good to hear from y'all. Emma was probably thinking about the right below Hope Hole is the Tyson exit.
Yes.
I hadn't been down that way in years since I retired, but there used to be one on the left-hand side of Interstate 65 right there. Now there's a truck stop on the right-hand side.
Yeah, 84 just texted me, and I forgot. It's down there across from where the Godfather's Pizza is, because Godfather's Pizza is the best pizza ever.
That's inside the truck stop there.
You know, I get down to Pentlala from time to time.
It's a good little place.
It's nice.
Well, not nice. There's a nice Baptist church down there, Pentlala Baptist. And there's some good people down that way.
Tommy, we appreciate the call, man. Thank you. And let's get Lee K, or Leek as he's known to his closest friends.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hi.
I'm just going to let y'all know that that Stuckey's, it was south. It was at the exit 200 before you get to Plant. I don't think it's open anymore, but that's where it was at.
In Verbena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
See, just a little, I'm going to share a very quick story. My parents lived at least 8 hours apart from each other when we were growing up, so when my dad would come and get us, we traveled up and down 65 a lot. And I've got family all over the state.
My sympathies.
So pretty much top to bottom, 65 in the state of Alabama, I know it very well. And sometimes I don't get all the names right, but...
Verbena, doesn't he have a chance to be most valuable player this year in the American League? Lee, thank you very much for the...